When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Pennsylvania Mentor, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cablevision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick's, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, wrestling fans, and welcome to Hollidaysburg High School, where the Braves will take on the Tigers of Hollidaysburg. We'll be back right after this with all the wrestling action.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Hollidaysburg. Morning start this morning for the Braves, taking on the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. Hollidaysburg with a record of 2-10. The Braves at 4-7. This is a Big 7 matchup. Braves will be back in action at 1 o'clock. Bald Eagle area coming down Route 220 to take on the Braves here at 1. Let's take a look at this morning's possible starting lineups. Lots of holes here this morning. We're going to start at 170 pounds with Gage Ashton, a sophomore at 1-6. Will wrestle Carter Schultz of Hollidaysburg, a sophomore at 0-7. 182 pounds. The Braves will forfeit to Anthony Wyan at 195. Logan Crick will receive a forfeit, as will Adam Young at 220. At 285 pounds, the Braves will send Aram Rivera to the mat, and he will wrestle Tristan Weingartner. Forfeits at 106 pounds. The Braves will forfeit to Colin Smilnak at 113. At 120, it will be Damian Wolf of Shikellamy against Brian Prawl of Hollidaysburg. 126, Caleb Yoder and Daniel Terlano will go at it. 132, it'll be Arthur Scoff and Garrett and Breidenball. 138, Draper Buck and Nicholas Eppenheimer. 145 will be Cade Ballastrini and Nicholas Berkey. 152, Colton Semko and Ricardo Adorno. And at 160, Blake Van Kirk and Campbell Walls. Now again, just like every other match, this is all subject to the coach's whim, because the Golden Tigers have weighed in a bunch of extra kids in the middle, so there may be some weights where there are no forfeits. We just have to wait and see. So, let's see. Weingartner is an Ono sophomore. Checking out the heavyweight. So the Braves with a couple wrestlers still on the disabled list. Baron Emmerich sitting off to the side with a issue with his knee. We understand he will be back for senior night on against Bellefonte. So we're just about ready to get underway here. The captains meet at the middle of the mat for the coin toss, And while we await the start of this match, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cards plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back at Hollidaysburg. 170, Gage Ashton, a sophomore, 1-6 for the Braves, 5-13. Senior Anthony Wyant. And right at the end of the first period, Ashton taking a wild shot in on the legs of Wyant. Got overextended. Wyant snapped him down, circled to the rear. So he leads by the score of 2-0 after a period. Referee's down position in the start of the second period with Ashton on the bottom. Pulls down in the arm, tries to step over. Wyant gets his hips back up. Riding with a tight waist, grapevines the right leg. Ashton sits out, clears the leg, turns in underneath. Wyant riding with that tight waist. Now comes up over the head, wants to lock in a near side cradle. Ashton turns, hips free, stands, 1 point escape for Gage Ashton, so the score now 2-1. In favor of Wyant. Anthony Wyant, a pretty big 170-pounder. I'm going to guess he plays on the offensive line for the football team. He's got some great blocking legs. Ashton looks for one of those legs, but Wyant with a good hand defense keeps him away. They break apart. Ashton again making a wild shot. Stays down on the mat. Wyant up on his toes. Circles around. 2-point takedown for Anthony Wyant. He leads 4-1 with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Riding from the right side. Picks an ankle, breaks Ashton to the mat. Ashton back to his base, and they go off the edge of the mat. Anthony Wyatt has been wrestling at 182 pounds, weighing in to wrestle 170 today. Ashton sits, turns. Wyatt with a tight waist stays in control. And that is the end of the second period. 4-1 lead for Hollidaysburg. Anthony Wyatt. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. And it'll be Wine on the bottom. Ashton laces a leg in on the right side, getting a little high with that leg right, needs to get back in a better position. Cross faces Wine. Ashton letting his hips slide, now gets back in better position. Cross faces Wyatt. And very close to getting some near fall points. Wyatt, now he gets him down. Only a 1 second count. So no near fall points showing for Gage Ashton. Wyatt clears the leg. Ashton trying to put a far side cradle, but I want to tell you what, this Wyatt kid, man, he is a beast. He just stands up, but he's also out of gas, heaving pretty heavily. On their feet, they lock up. 5-1 lead on the escape for Anthony Wyatt. Collar tie. Gage Ashton running out of time. Anthony Wyatt doesn't want to have anything to do with him. He doesn't have anything left in the tank. They tie up. He's just big and strong enough he can keep Ashton away from his legs. Ashton shoots in on a leg. Front headlock by Wyatt. Circles to the side. Tries to shrug him by. Circles. Two-point takedown for Wyatt as he circles to the rear. Time winding down. Ashton trying to stand. Wyatt with a tight waist stays in control. 7-1, the decision win for Anthony Wyatt. That puts the Golden Tigers out by the score of 3-0 over the Braves. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once a year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000 and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
All right, we are back and tallying up all the forfeits here. Then there's a bunch of them. Drove all this way to watch forfeits. Right now the score 12-9 in favor of the Braves, and here's how it got to be. Okay, so Gage Ashton loses 7-1 to Anthony Wyatt, 3-0 Hollidaysburg. Carter Schultz at 182 receives a forfeit, so it's 9-0. The Braves' Logan Crick receives a forfeit at 195. You would think Schultz and Crick could wrestle, but no, we have a forfeit, so it's 9-6. 220 pounds, Adam Young. He was supposed to have a pretty good opponent here this afternoon, but not in the mix. 12-9, and now we have Aram Rivera and Tristan Weingartner. Weingartner with a headlock. Headlocks, and that's going to be a slam as he puts Wyatt right on his back. I mean, he was flying through the air. Well, no, that isn't a slam. Must have called an illegal headlock. So the score 4-1 with the headlock and the back points, and then the illegal hold. So now they'll restart from referee's down position. Rivera to his feet. Back, 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 Weingartner tackles him back down. Rivera back to his feet, and a one-point escape for Aaron Rivera of Shikellamy. The two big guys slamming each other's head. Up on their toes. They break apart, tie up again. 4-2 lead for Weingartner of Hollidaysburg. Tied up. Doing a heavyweight dance. They break apart. Weingartner moves in. Rivera ties up on his head. Break apart. Weingartner in on a leg on Rivera. Rivera sprawls. Weingartner pulls the leg under. 2-point takedown for Tristan Weingartner as they go off the edge of the mat. Not something you usually see with two big guys like this. So Rivera of Shikellamy trailing 6-2. In the third period, Weingartner gets all his weight forward on Rivera. Working on the wrists. Keeping him down on the mat. Short time here to go in the first period. And that'll be the end of the first period. 6-2. The lead for Tristan Weingartner of Hollidaysburg over Aram Rivera. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Rivera of Shikellamy on the bottom. He's set. Weingartner on top. And Weingartner trying to put the half Nelson on. Now breaks Rivera down. Rivera needs to get back pressure and get out from underneath that big guy. Does not do it. Weingartner with all of his weight now on Aram Rivera. Power half on the left side. Steps out to the left side. Trying to run that half Nelson. Rivera back to his knees. Weingartner puts him back to the mat. Weingartner, half Nelson on the right side. He puts Rivera over. Referee down looking. Rivera fighting. Weingartner with a pressure. Rivera fighting to come off of his back. Gets his right shoulder up, and he pins him. 2:59 of the second period. The fall for Weingartner of Hollidaysburg. 15-12 in favor of Hollidaysburg. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back. No wrestling at 106. Neither team has a 106-pounder. 113 pounds is a forfeit to Hollidaysburg's Colin Smilnack. So the score 21-12. We are at 120. Damian Wolf of Shikellamy, a senior, 10-10. Brian Prawl, Jr., at 4-15, and Wolf with a real nice knee pull, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown, lets Prawl up. They're back on their feet, so Wolf with a 2-1 lead as the two wrestle center mat. Hand fighting. Double leg shot by Wolf. Good hips by Prawl, he fights them off. Back to their feet. Wolf trying to set up a duck under. Does. circles and puts Prado to the mat. 2-point takedown, 1-point escape as he lets him right up. Wolf tap and go, opposite direction as he comes in on a head inside single on the right leg, dumps Prowl to the mat, 2-point takedown for Damian Wolf. He leads 6-2, and now half Nelson on the left side. Posts a far wrist, Prowl peels it off. Wolf gonna let him up. Shoots in on the leg again, elevates the leg into the air. Prowl with a whizzer, trying to headlock him. 2-point takedown. Wolf, as he drops his hips, pops his head. Leads 8-3 with 10 seconds to go. And that is the end of the first period. Damian Wolf, the 8-3 lead over Brian Prowl. Wolf has looked a lot better staying at 120. He did drop to 113. Didn't move as crisply as he is doing here. Didn't look as strong, so 120, a better weight for him. That's where he's going to stay. They'll start second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wolf on the bottom, he stands. Prowl picks him up. Can't get him back to the mat. Wolf trying to get hand control. Well, he's been up for 20 seconds and no stalling. Got to return him to the mat within 5 seconds or you get hit with stalling. Did not happen. No stalling. They'll come back into the center to restart. Prowl with a tight waist. Breaks Wolf down. Wolf presses back to his base. Inside stand up. Prowl tight waist. Breaks him down. Wolf sits. Stands. Good back pressure by Damian Wolf. Prowl going to let him go. 1-point escape for Wolf. He leads 9-3. Wolf misdirection outside. Breaks Prowl to the mat. 2-point takedown. He had Prowl circling to his right, came back to the opposite leg. Prowl offered no defense. Cross face by Wolf. Prowl sprawled out on the mat. Damian Wolf with an 11-3 lead with 45 seconds to go in the second period. Prowl flat in his stomach, swimming on a mat. Tall kid, Wolf trying to double him in half into a far side cradle, but he can't get him doubled. And again, be a good place for stalling here. Not going to happen. Now bundles the arms, loses it. Breaks Prowl back down. Glances up, sees 5 seconds left in the second period. And that is the end of the second period, 11-3. Damian Wolf with the lead. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wolf going down again. It's Prowl choosing to take top. Wolf stands. Clears the hands. 1-point escape for Damian Wolf. So he leads 12-3. Wolf bundles the arm. Trips Prowl to the mat. 2-point takedown. 1-point escape. Back in the center. Tugs down on the head. Pulls up on the leg. Steps through. Misses the trip. Prowl up under the arms. 14-4. Wolf leading. Wolf in on the right leg. Head inside single. Prowl posts the arms. Wolf turns in underneath. They come back to their feet neutral. Wolf cross leg trip and 2-point takedown as he puts Peralta is back. Works over, tries to get him over. Peralta able to fight to his side, and doesn't look like Wolf going to get any near fall points. Comes out front, going to let him up. 20 seconds to go. 16-5, head inside single, back heels him. 18-5. Not enough time. Looking for that technical fall. Going to get the major decision, though. That is the end of the third period. Wolf with an 18-5 major decision win, 21-16 in favor of Hollidaysburg. We're back with the 26-pounders. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Alrighty, 126. We've got for Hollidaysburg, Xavier Adams. And let's see what Mr. Adams. He is a 1-6 junior. And he will take on Shikalimi's Caleb Yoder. Caleb is a sophomore and 5-14. And Caleb opens with a takedown, lets Adams up, and now Adams trying to snake around on a takedown by Yoder. Yoder steps across and gets the takedown. And now leads by the score 4-1. Bundles the arms of Adams, puts him over onto his back. Oh, Adams rolls through quickly, comes through to his stomach. No near fall points for Caleb. Now 4-2 as Yoder lets Adams up. Head inside single. Elevates the right leg into the air. Adams with a whizzer. Yoder shelves the leg. 2-point takedown as he dumps him to the mat. Got in nice on that head inside single. Now cross faces. And they go off the edge of the mat with 15 seconds to go. Yoder looks up, checks the clock. 16 seconds to go. You hold your opponent down. Adams tries an inside stand. Yoder pressure forward, keeps him on the mat. One-on-one on the far arm. Yoder flattens Adams to the mat. That is the end of the first period. Good period for Caleb Yoder. He leads 6-2. Three crisp takedowns for Caleb, who will start down on the mat to start the second period. He has set Adams on top. And we're back underway. Adams, grapevines the left leg, getting high. Yoder, mule kick, trying to clear the leg. Stands up on his head. Adams, really in trouble with the leg ride. Yoder pulls him over top, 2-point reversal for Caleb Yoder. He felt that. And one of the defenses is get up in a 3-point stance with your forehead on the mat. Mule kicked the leg out. That's what he did. Now cross faces, looking for a far side cradle. Flattens Adams on the mat. Working hard with that cross face. Can't double Xavier Adams. So he's going to try for a near side cradle. Digs his head into the rib cage. Adams stays big. Goes back to the far arm. Tucks it. Needs to turk those legs. He's got that far arm collar deep, but loses it. And now Adams is going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. Yoder, half Nelson on the left side. Tight waist. Breaks him down. Just can't do anything with Xavier Adams. Adams stays big, so he can't bundle him up. Goes back to work with a far arm. Now puts the legs over and puts him over. Needs to turn the leg. That is the end of the second period. And no near fall points. Had him over. Referee had looked like he counted at least once. 8-2 lead for Caleb Yoder. They're going to start third period on their feet. Yoder ties up in the head, comes up underneath. Double trouble as he puts Adams to the mat. Referee counting out near full points now. Yoder with the double trouble. Adams fighting off his back. Yoder tightens it up. Referee looks, and he pins him. 4:22 of the third period. Caleb Yoder with the fall. 22-21, the Braves are in the lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
And we are back. 132, Arthur Scoff for the Braves, a sophomore, 5-10, 8-8, senior, Garrett Breidenball, and Breidenball with a shrug gets a two-point takedown. Did it with authority. Scoff sits on the restart. Turns underneath, clears his hips. Comes around to the side. They'll come back to their feet. 1 point escape. He was trying to get the two. Breidenball stood, gave him the one. Breidenball probably about three quarters of a head taller than Shikellamy's Art Scoff. Tall, lanky kid. Looking for the head and heel pick. Scoff looks for a leg. He can't get anywhere near those legs of Breidenball. They're too long. Tied up on the head. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. Wrestlers will lock up. If you're keeping track of the state team tournament, first place bouts, which will happen today at Hershey in AAA Nazareth, who beat Dallastown last night 59-6, will wrestle Waynesburg Central. They were a 33-31 over defending champion Bethlehem Catholic. So it looks like Catholic needs to get out and recruit a little bit. They can't beat those privates or those public schools. In the AA, some local flavor. The Southern Columbia Tigers with a 39-26 win over Chestnut Ridge. They'll take on Reynolds High School, who was a 33-29 victor over Saucon Valley. Reynolds, the defending champion. I kind of thought Saucon Valley might beat them, but Reynolds and Southern, so that should be a dandy as well. 2-1 after one period of wrestling. Garrett and Breidenbaugh over Shikellamy's Arthur Scoff. They'll start second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Breidenbaugh on the bottom. Granby roll comes around to the side. Out front. In great position is Garrett and Breidenbaugh. Scoff hanging onto the arm to try and keep him out front. Sits, turns. Breidenbaugh will get the escape, so he leads 3-1. Scoff right away on his horse, goes after him, ties up on the head. A Collar tie by both wrestlers. Scoff needs to find an angle. He can't go straight in on those legs. They won't be there. Bright and bald. Take him all day with that collar tie. Keeps him out front. Back locked up. They break apart. Scoff shoots straight in. Shoots to the back leg, which really isn't there. Now come back to their feet. Collar tie. Be a good place for a misdirection or an arm drag. They lock up again. Bright and ball looking for the head and heel pick. Scoff, front headlock. Breaks him to his knees, circles to the side, circles, going to run out of mat space. No, he stays in. Gets a near ankle. Bright and ball switches to a double, back to a single. Scoff cross-facing, trying to cross-face his leg free and step behind. Bright and ball hanging on to that leg. That is the end of the second period. The score remains 3-1 in favor of Garrett and Bright and ball of Hollidaysburg. Hollidaysburg, about a two-hour drive, a little bit east of Altoona, if you're not familiar with the geography. Big, brand-new high school here. Third period wrestling, referee's down position, Scoff on the bottom. He turns, comes back the opposite way. He's got his hips free, Bright and ball under the arms, but Scoff with the hips free, Bright and ball just hanging on. Scoff head hunting. Bright and ball hanging on, and we're going to get a stalemate stop in the action. Following this match, the Braves will wrestle Bald Eagle Area. We understand they are due to be in the house at noon for their weigh-in. That wrestling will start at 1. Restart, Scoff sits, turns, Bright and ball, tight waist. Now Bright and ball with the wrist. Weight forward. Scoff pulls the arm over. Bright and ball breaks him back to the mat. Drops his hips. Scoff tries to stand. Bright and ball pressure forward, breaks him back down. Half Nelson right by Bright and ball. He's got that tight waist sunk in deep, and we're going to get stalling on top. That'll give Scoff a point. So with 51 seconds to go, 3-2 lead for Garrett and Bright and ball. As Scoff has been able to get his hips free, now tries to stand, back pressure. Bright and ball, tight waist, breaks him forward. Scoff turns in underneath, looks for a leg. Bright and ball picks an ankle, breaks him down. Scoff back to his knees. Bright and ball using his length to his advantage. Locks in a far side cradle. Scoff breaks it. 20 seconds. Scoff up on all fours. Down heavy on the wrist. Takes a leg of Bright and ball. Bright and ball hanging on for dear life. Scoff back pressure. Puts him over on his back, needs to turn, and he's going to run out of time. So Garrett and Bright and ball hangs on to a 3-2 decision win over Shikellamy's Art Scoff, 24-22. The Golden Tigers back in the lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals by the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
And we are back. 138 Draper Buck, a junior for the Braves at 4-5, 211 sophomore Nicholas Eppenheimer. Eppenheimer a shot in on Buck, but he came out elbows flaring with Buck coming up under the arm, putting him in double trouble, getting the takedown, letting him up, and now shooting in on a nice head inside single, dumps Eppenheimer to the mat, and he leads 4-1. Buck with a tight waist. Eppenheimer stands. Buck going to let him up with a minute to go. Back in the center. Locked up on their feet. Break apart. Buck a wild shot. Head outside single. Eppenheimer sprawls. Eppenheimer tall and lanky like Breidenbaugh, but that hasn't changed the way Draper Buck's wrestling him. He's wrestling him head on. Gets the takedown. Leads 6-2. Tight waist by Buck. Trying to lock in a far side cradle. Eppenheimer. Oh, as he stands, Buck locks the cradle. Rolls him back over under his shoulders. Going to collect some near fall points. Never pin him with that because he's laying underneath him, but he is going to get three near fall points as Eppenheimer rolls to his base. Ah, Draper Buck needs to know where he's at. Left him up with about 2 seconds to go. Didn't need to do that. Got the three-point near fall, but gave up the escape needlessly, 9-3. Second period wrestling, referee's down position, Buck on the bottom. And he's going to be cautioned. I'm going to try it again. And they're underway. Buck sits, stands, posts the hands of Eppenheimer, knifes through, comes up with a front headlock, up under the arm, and with double trouble puts Eppenheimer over onto his back again. He's got Eppenheimer looking at the lights. Eppenheimer fights to his stomach. And he will not get any near fall points out of that. Locks in a far side cradle. Eppenheimer fighting the hand, so Buck takes a ball and chain, pulls him over. Still no near fall points. Now lets the ball and chain go, puts a bar in on the left side. Steps out with the bar. He's got it deep. Takes a far wrist and loses the bar. Goes to work with a half Nelson on the right side. Eppenheimer pulls that free, comes to his knees. Buck, tight waist, and with 19 seconds, lets Eppenheimer go. 11-4, shoots to the back leg. Eppenheimer sprawls. Buck cuts the opposite direction. And now pops his head free. 2-point takedown at the buzzer. And a 13-4 lead for Draper Buck of Shikellamy. Well, this is the first of four sporting events on News Radio 1070 WKOK. As I mentioned, we'll be back here at 1 o'clock, and the Braves will take on the Eagles of Baldigo area. This afternoon, Steve Jones with the call, Penn State basketball, and this evening, Kevin Herr and the Chief, Shikellamy basketball. So it's not news all day, sports all night, it's sports all day. Half Nelson on the left side by Buck. Eppenheimer slips the arm. Eppenheimer back to his base. stands. Buck gonna let him go. 13-5 with a minute 23 to go. Eppenheimer shoots straight in. Buck sprawls. Gives ground, gets the front headlock, circles to the rear. Eppenheimer hangs on to the arm. Got to clear that arm to get the takedown. Eppenheimer hanging on tight to the arm. And now, two-point takedown for Draper Buck as Eppenheimer shifts his attention to the inside leg of Buck. Buck with a power half on the left side. He has not been able to get Eppenheimer over very easily. Steps out to the left side with the half Nelson. Now crossface, wants to bundle him in half. Can't do that. Comes back to the rear, power half left. Steps to the right side. Wants a near side cradle. Eppenheimer takes a leg. Hips into Draper Buck. Buck steps across, and that will end the match. Draper Buck, a 15-5 major decision win over Nicholas Eppenheimer. 26-24, the Braves retake the lead. We're back with 1:45 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit Pennsylvania Mentor Foster Care now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says
someone cares.
And we are back. Colton Semko will get the call at 1:45. I have an idea they're going to forfeit to Cade Balestrini because they were waiting to see what was going to happen. Semko, a sophomore, 9-9 against Nicholas Berkey, a freshman at 11-11, and Semko with the early takedown. Berkey trying to sit out. Semko tight wasting. No junior high wrestling here today. And I believe if you want to go see the future of the Braves, the Ivy League tournament is today at the Fieldhouse. Lockoff Gymnasium. Grapevine right, trying to put the left arm into a guillotine as Colton Semko. He's got the arm over his head. Berkey mule kicks his leg free. Berkey sits, looks to the inside. Semko follows him, stays in control. Now working left side is Colton Semko. Flattens Berkey out. Berkey back to his knees. Semko, half Nelson left. Berkey tries to stand. Semko breaks him back to the mat. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 Colton Semko lead over Nicholas Berkey of Hollidaysburg. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Semko will go down on the mat. He is set. Berkey on top. And we're back underway. Berkey tight waist. Forearm in the back of the head. Trying to three-quarter Nelson on the right side. Semko gets big. Keeps the head up. You're not going to do that. Now blocks him back down. Berkey wants that three-quarter Nelson in the worst sort of way as he forearms to the back of the head. Semko back to his knees. Heads up. cross face by Berkey. Pretty good looking freshman here. Pretty sizable young man. Pretty well put together. Forearm in the back of the head by Berkey. Semcoat cannot get up and out from underneath him. Flattens Colton Semcoat to the mat. Again, trying for the three-quarter Nelson. If you can do that, you're going to get the fall, but, boy, that's a tough thing to get on a wrestler that knows what's going on. Semcoat comes back to his knees. Berkey locks in a nearside cradle. Semcoat turns opposite way, gets the legs of Berkey, dumps Berkey to the mat. Two-point reversal for Colton Semcoat. Turks a leg. 25 seconds to go. Semcoat leads 4-0. Got the half Nelson on the left side. He's got the legs. Turk steps out with a half Nelson. Puts Berkey over onto his back with the Nelson. Flops him over. Berkey trying to roll through. Semcoat settles him down. Got him tight. Berkey again trying to flop over, and he will be saved by the bell. 3-point near fall. And a 7-0 lead for Shikellamy's Colton Semcoat. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Nicholas Berkey of Hollidaysburg wants to go down. And wait a minute. I don't know what's. He must have changed his mind. Because originally he said he wanted to go down, went down. And then they put Colton Semcoat down. So I guess the referee or the coach changed it for him. He was able to ride Semcoat for about a minute 15 there in the second period. Berkey with the tight waist. Semcoat takes the arm, wants to pull it over top. Berkey with the tight waist flattens Semcoat out. Working right side. Semcoat again clears the arms, but flat on his stomach on the mat. Berkey keeps his weight forward. Steps out to the right side, wants to lock in a near side cradle. Semcoat stays big. Berkey can't do it. Colton Semcoat, like the referee down, going to talk to him a little bit. Has not been able to budge off the bottom again. Berkey going to try that three-quarter Nelson. Semcoat gets big. Semcoat to his knees. Berkey breaks him down again. Semcoat back to his base. And Semcoat going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. 35 seconds to go. 7-0. He needs this escape to get a major decision for the Braves. Braves with a 2-point lead. Need these points. Semcoat back to his knees. Berkey again trying that three-quarter Nelson. Semcoat takes the legs. Berkey puts him in the cement mixer. Semcoat back to his knees. And Berkey going to ride him out for the entire third period. But Colton Semcoat will come away with a 7-0 win. The lead extends the Braves, or the Braves lead to 29-24. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
And we're back at 152. I was wrong. I thought they would forfeit to Cade Balestrini. They put Weston Barnes out on the mat to wrestle Cade. Cade, a 24-3 senior. Weston Barnes, a junior, at 1-2. And Balasrini with a takedown lets him up. Now in on the leg of Barnes. Switches from a single to a double. Picks him up. Dumps him down. Two-point takedown, Balasrini. Going to let him up again. 2-1. Score now 4-2 in favor of Balasrini. Balasrini moves in, ties up under the arm of Barnes. Circles around to the rear. Two-point takedown. One-point escape as he lets him right up. Pause at the head. Head outside single. Barnes tries to snake around. Balasrini takes the ankle. Two-point takedown. Tight waist, and they go off the edge of the mat. And after all that, 8-3, the score for Balasrini. Now 8-4 is he's going to let him up. He's going to start with his hands in the optional start. Whether he lets him up or not is another thing. He'll push him away. One-point escape, 8-4. Near arm, far leg, dump. Two-point takedown for Balasrini. Barnes sits, Balasrini tight waist, looks up. And 20 seconds, now he can let him up. Goes after him, and they go off the edge of the mat with 13 seconds. 10-5. Low single by Balasrini. Circles around, two-point takedown. Cade Balasrini, now he's got to hang on to him. Short time, and that is the end of the first period. And a 12-5 lead for Balasrini. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balasrini in the bottom. He stands. Reaches up, takes the head of Barnes. Pulls Barnes over top. Stacks him over. Still has not gotten a reversal. May get a defensive fall here. Now gets a reversal. Going to let Weston Barnes back up. So two-point reversal, one-point escape. Snaps down the head. Locks in a near side cradle. Circles to the rear. Two-point takedown. Locks in a far side cradle. Loses that. Going to let Barnes up again. Now still no escape. Still is not giving him the escape. Now he pushes him away. Gives him the escape. 16-7. Barnes looks for a leg. Balasrini circles. Barnes hangs on to the leg. Balasrini locks in a near side cradle. Walks him up over, puts him on his back. Puts him in the split leg cradle. Stacks him over, and he pins him. 3 minutes and 6 seconds of the second period, the time of the fall for Cade Balasrini. Six more up on the scoreboard, 35-24. Ice is the win for the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
And we are back. Final match of this morning's bout. It'll be Blake Van Kirk, a sophomore for the Braves. And fellow sophomore Ricardo Andorno. Van Kirk 0-1, Andorno 1-3, and Andorno with the quick takedown at the whistle. Van Kirk turns in. Andorno circles around the opposite way, stays in control. Bar arm left. Hollidaysburg coaches are telling him to slow down. He's got the bar on the left side. Riding very high is Van Kirk trying to turn in underneath. And Dorno stays in control. Van Kirk back to his base. Stands. And Dorno lifts and plants. Stays in control. Doesn't quite know what to do. Puts a half Nelson in. Trying to get the half Nelson in on the right side. Get a hold of the headgear. Van Kirk reaches under, takes a leg. Squares his hips. Stands. And Dorno hangs on under the arm. And no escape for Blake Van Kirk. The score remains 2-0 in favor of Andorno. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Van Kirk going to go back down on the mat. Caution on top. Andorno, pressure front on Van Kirk. Van Kirk turns in underneath. Turns, stands. Andorno trying to lock in a far side cradle. Van Kirk takes a leg. Andorno sprawls, comes up under the arm. Now goes to a front headlock. Still in control, though he is completely out front. High steps around. Van Kirk takes a leg. Steps in. Andorno breaks him back to the mat. And a stalemate stop in the action, referee says. Minute 13 to go in the second period. Final bout of this morning at 160 pounds. Van Kirk trying to turn in underneath, up on all fours. Andorno wants to lock in a far side cradle, gets high. Van Kirk turning in underneath. Andorno hanging on for dear life under the arms of Blake Van Kirk. Van Kirk needs the headhunt. Andorno trying to rip him in half. Van Kirk gets one arm out, needs to get the head out. Can he do it? Can he do it? Andorno hanging on to that head. As long as he has the head and the arm, he's in control. And now loses it. The referee stopped the action. Not sure what happened there. I think he said Van Kirk bit him. Well, at any rate, Andorno going to win. Yeah, they're going to take it over and show him the marks. And a discussion over at the edge of the mat. Brave coach Tim Bodish arguing for Van Kirk. 3:31, the time of the disqualification. Enough to try and get a confirmation on that, but that is the end of the match, with the Braves coming out with a 35-30 win over the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
And we are back. The Braves improving to 5-7 with a 35-30 win. Still a lot of controversy swirling around that last match. A referee actually going over and checking the rule book that he has in his... So we're going to wait and find out what's going on here. Now they're showing the score as 33-30. Yes. Okay. That's what the referee's checking on. They're saying because of... All right. Hollidaysburg got 6 for the disqualification, and he's checking to make sure how many team points get deducted because of the bite. Now they're showing 32-30. So they're going to take 3 team points. All right, so they're going to take off 3 team points. All right, so 3 team points deducted. So they're showing 32-30. We'll wait and see until he gets done checking. As to the final team score. I don't think it's going to change the result. The Braves are going to win. It's just by a matter of what the final team score is. Right now they're showing it as 33-30. Referee still discussing it with the scorekeepers. The Braves coaches not in the discussion. Neither are the Hollidaysburg coaches. He's discussing it with the scorekeepers. There will be one extra match, Gabby Bradigan. So it is a three team point deduction. So the final score will be 32-30. The Braves still win, but by a slimmer margin. A win's a win. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. They're checking to see if, because of the unsportsmanlike conduct, they may not allow him to wrestle the next match. Coach Pete Solomon now talking with a referee. I think that is the rule. I think he's disqualified for the rest of the day. Well, let's take a look at how things went here this afternoon. We start off at 170, Gage Ashton and Anthony Wien. Wien coming up with a 7-1 decision, 3-0 in favor of the Golden Tigers. 182, Carter Schultz for Hollidaysburg receives a forfeit. It's 9-0. 195, Logan Crick for the Braves receive a forfeit, 9-6. 220 pounds, Adam Young, who wanted to wrestle in the worst sort of way. Looked like he had a pretty decent opponent here. Gets a forfeit, 12-9. 285 pounds. The battle of the big guys. Tristan Weingartner with a fall in the second period over Aram Rivera, 15-12. No match at 106. 113. Colin Smilnak receives a forfeit. 21-12 in favor of Hollidaysburg, 120 pounds. Damian Wolf, I looked as good today as he has all season long. 18-5, major decision win. Looking for that tech fall, couldn't quite get it. 21-16 in favor of Hollidaysburg. The Braves take the lead at 126. Caleb Yoder, probably his best match of the season. A fall in 422, 22-21, the Braves lead. Arthur Scoff and Garen Breidenbaugh. It was Breidenbaugh with a 3-2 win. Scoff could not get away from him in the third period for the tie. 24-22 in favor of Hollidaysburg. But here come the Braves. 138, Draper Buck, a 15-5 major decision win over Nicholas Eppenheimer. 26-24, the Braves lead. Nick Colton Semko looking good here today. A 7-0 win, but again, could not get away in the third period for that extra point. 29-24, so the Braves leaving 2 on the mat right there. Cade Balestrini, his second fall in a row over Weston Barnes, 3:06. And then at 160 pounds, Blake Van Kirk and Ricardo Andorno Referee ruled that Van Kirk bit Andorno, disqualified him, and then deducted three team points because of it. So what was a 35-30 win ends up being a 32-30 win for the Shikellamy Braves. Now in about 50 minutes, the Bald Eagle Area Eagles will be here in the gymnasium, and the Braves will take on Bald Eagle Area. We will be back for that dual meet. We will step aside for just a short period of time as we do that. But from now, from Hollidaysburg, where again the final score, Shikellamy 32, Hollidaysburg 30. Lynn Hall doing a great job back there at our Blue Hill Studios. She's lucky she didn't have to make this trip all the way out here to Hollidaysburg, but we're going to make the best of it with another dual meet here in just a few minutes, and we'll be back with you right after this. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation.